么特别感想没有？今天有什么感想可以说一说？还有谁有什么感想？这是说话的机会。不要，总想讲话也没有机会讲。还有谁什么感想？要说的就，快一点说。这个佛法不是一种法，是种种法，种种法门都有的，不是单单一个法门。所以啊，这个放生也是84000法门之中的一法门，一个法门。还有谁有什么要讲什么话吗？你们觉得今天是不是很好玩的？果童一定是想得很好玩的。因为他说做禅也是拿得分，也是很好玩的。
做禅。哎。
你问他今天有没有看见什么？
果童，did you see anything today? Yes.
Guangdong's face turned red when they took the flowers away.
You're in now? No, not she, I think it's in the park.
Guangdong, 什么时候？谁把这花拿走了？
Who took the flowers away?
Two Chinese
ladies. 那关公是不是发脾气了？
Was he angry?
Yeah.
为什么不用刀砍他们两个人？
He didn't use a knife on him, did he?
你问他清楚，这个今天，他说他4岁来的时候他怎么样？看见什么？
我从 ，could you explain a little bit more detail? When you were 4 years old and when you came here, exactly what you saw? Use more detail. Speak louder, so people over here can't hear you either.
他因为喉咙痛，不能讲大声。
第一次来，那就是光头，没有那个脖子。
所以他这趟来就问我是不是佛，是不是？
Is that why you asked your fool if he was a Buddha when you came this time?
Yes, maybe. I'm not sure.
有一天他那么问我。Tonight you have little token?
Wong Kun, you're missing a finger.
他打人打的，他打人打的，这风格。他挺发脾气发的。
They moved him. They moved Rachel from here and Kwon Kun from there to here.
The next time, Guo Gui can grow again. Put it there. Okay.
Yes.
I don't understand your talk.
Quiet! I have the rest of the story about Bodhidharma. It's not the complete thing, but it's what happened to when Bodhidharma, after Bodhidharma transmitted the Dharma to him. Bodhidharma, after that he died. He said to Xuan Guang that his name now is Abel Work. He did it. And Bodhidharma said that it was time for him to die since he had transmitted the Dharma to someone. And so he died, and they buried him just like a regular normal person down on the ground. But then there was this high official, and he was walking down the road, and he saw Bodhidharma. And Bodhidharma had one shoe in his hand. And when the man saw him, Bodhidharma said to him, "You better go back to your town because your king is dead and they might need help." So the guy went to his town, like Bodhidharma had told him. And before that, he asked him where he was going. And Bodhidharma said he was going back to India. And so then the guy went to the town, and sure enough, the king was dead and they needed some help. And he told the people in the town that he'd seen Bodhidharma. And they said, "That couldn't be, because Bodhidharma is buried right out here." And he said, and he had a shoe in his hand, just one shoe. So they just wanted to make sure. And they went and they dug up the grave, and they looked in the coffin, and there was one shoe in the coffin. And then they knew that the guy was telling the truth. But meanwhile, Able Work, Xuan Guang, had to disguise himself as a crazy man, because before that, Bodhidharma had been people had tried to poison Bodhidharma, and the first time it was a Dharma master rival. Somebody the same guy and a couple others tried to, the same Dharma master and a couple others tried to poison him 5 times. And the first time the Dharma master tried to poison him, and he gave him a platter of food and made a vegetarian feast, and Bodhidharma liked it, and he knew that there was poison in it, but he ate it. And then after that he spit out the food, and the poison was so strong it turned into snakes. And then the next time it was the same guy who tried to poison him, and he spit it out onto a boulder, and the boulder turned into dust. But then people would try to poison him, but he just disguised himself as a crazy man, and when nobody around who wanted to poison him or make him go away because they thought his power was so great saw him, they'd think he was just a crazy man, so they wouldn't pay any attention to him. But then when there wasn't anybody like that around, he would teach the Dharma, he would teach some Dharma to somebody. And after a little while, the Dharma master who tried to poison Bodhidharma sort of knew about the guy, the Dharma master who was disguising himself as crazy. So he went to the king and he said, "There's a crazy man walking around, and you'll have to chop off his head, because as the law says, you're not supposed to have crazy men in the city because they might cause trouble." So the king sent for him and he asked him if he was a crazy man, and he said, "Yeah, I'm a crazy man." The king wanted to make sure, so he asked him again, and he said, "Yep, I'm a crazy man." So the king had him ordered to be deheaded. So they took him out to the chopping block, and what you guys are thinking right now is that since he had his spiritual penetrations and his 5 eyes open, that his head won't chop off, but the axe will just shatter. But sure enough, his head chopped off, but blood didn't come out. It was white stuff. White, which the sages have because they've entered the yang state, and they don't have blood, they just have white milky sort of thing as their blood. So that came out, and when the king heard of it, he knew that it was a sage, because he had heard of it from another place, that they had killed a sage and just white stuff had come out, white milky stuff. So he knew that he was a sage, so he got all the people in the town to come and to become his disciples, even though he was dead. And I'll tell you the rest tomorrow when he transmits the Dharma to the next one.
有方光明明相言，此光能教一切众，令其闻者悦可意，决定当成佛功德。 十方诸佛菩萨又放出一种大光明，这种大光明的名字就叫香严三昧光明，以香光庄严，此光 能教一切众，这种光明啊，也是能教悟一切不觉悟的众生，令其闻者悦可意，令到啊所有这个众生见着这个光的
闻着这个光里头这个美妙的不可思议这个音声的这一类的众生，越可意他都是心满意足，非常的欢喜，决定当成佛功德。凡是见着这个佛菩萨这种的香严的三昧光明的，都能啊在将来都可以成就啊这个诸佛所有的那个功德，他呀也都能成就这个佛所有的这种功德。人天妙香以徒弟，供养一切最圣主，以造塔及佛像，是故得成此光明。用这个人间的香和天上的香，这个种种微妙不可思议的这种的妙香来呀涂地，为什么要用这个香来涂地呢？啊，这岂不是啊太愚痴了吗？不是的，用这个香来涂地呀，这表示供养一切最圣主，供养一切最圣主，就是供养一切十方三世一切诸佛。最圣主也就是佛的一个别名。以造塔及佛像，也用这个诸香啊来造这个佛的宝塔，也呀造这个佛的形象，用种种香来造佛的宝塔，种种的香来造佛的佛像，是故得成此光明。因为啊修这种种的横门来供养佛，以种种的香供养佛，所以啊在果地上就成就这种的这个香严的三昧光明。就放光明杂庄严，宝床翻盖无阳树，分香散花奏重要，诚意内外皆充满，本以微妙寂要音，众香妙花传盖等，种种庄严供养佛，是故得成此光明。又放一种光明，这种光明啊也有个名字，这个名字叫什么呢？叫杂庄严三昧光明。杂怎么叫杂呢？就很多种啊，聚集到一起，这叫杂庄严，也都是啊妙宝庄严。那么其中有什么呢？就有这个宝床，又有幡，又有盖。有多少呢？无阳树那么多，没有数量那么多，不知道有多少。分香散花奏重要，又啊分种种的香，散种种的花，奏种种的音药来啊供养于佛。 诚意内外皆充满。这种的庄严，种种的庄严，在这个诚意里边和外边，那都充满了这种的众宝庄严。本以微妙寂要音，又啊用这个微妙不可思议的这种啊寂要，就是啊做种种的这种音药啊，众香妙花床盖等，又有啊种种的香，有种种的妙花，又有这个床盖等等的种种庄严供养佛。那么这种种的庄严啊，不是为自己而庄严，是啊为的供佛而庄严。好像俺们造这个金山寺，把它做的庄严一点，这不是啊为我们自己啊人来庄严，是为的供养佛，所以啊令这个佛堂啊里边就很庄严。是故得成此光明啊，因为这个所以啊就会得到这种的光明三昧，得到这种的这个杂庄严的这种光明三昧。又放光明明严洁，令地平坦犹如掌，庄严佛塔及其处，是故得成此光明。十方诸佛菩萨又放了一种光明，这种光明呢也有个名字，它的名字叫啊严洁三昧光明，非常清净，令地平坦犹如掌，这种光明啊照到的地方能啊使令这个地呀那叫平坦，没有高山，也没有啊这个大川，使令这个一切的地呀叫平坦，犹如掌啊，就好像手掌那么平坦。庄严佛塔及其处，那么以这个地的平坦来呀造上佛的宝塔啊，用种种的庄严来庄严它啊，和佛所住的地方，是故得成此光明，因为这个所以才能成就这个严洁三昧的光明。又放光明明大云，能其香云与香水，以水洒塔及庭院，是故得成此光明。又放光明明严具，令裸行者得上福，严身妙物而微思，是故得成此光明。这个十方诸佛菩萨又放出一种光明，这种光明名字叫大云三昧光明。这种啊光明云能起香云与香水啊，能啊生出来很多的这个香的这个妙云， 又能与这个香的水在这光里头啊，起这个妙云，与这个香水以水洒塔去庭院，用这个香水呀、啊、来呀、啊、洒这个佛的宝塔和呀、啊、这个庙上的这个庭院啊，这个寺庙里头这个庭院，是故得成此光明。因为这个这种功德，所以就得成就这种的这个大云三昧的光明。又放光明名严聚，又放一种光明，这个光明的名字叫严聚光明三昧。令裸清者得上福，令这一切没有衣服穿的这个众生得到啊上妙的这个衣服来穿。严神妙物而为思，用这个种种严神的这个衣服来啊思给众生，因为行这种的思啊，所以就得到这种的严具的光明三昧。什么问题啊？你没有，我也没有。又放光明明上位，能令饥者怀美养，怀美食，种种真传而为思，是为得成，是故得成此光明。又放光明明上位，又放出一种啊大光明。这种光明呢、啊、也是有个名字，它的名字呢就叫上位三昧光明。在这光里头啊，出一种啊珍馐美味的最好的这种味道，这种饮食，能令饥者怀美食。这种光啊是能令啊饥馑的众生见着啊就得到饱满，不单得到饱满，而且还能得到啊最香美的这种饮食啊。吃了这种饮食又发菩提心啊，种种真传而为思，不但自己有好的饮食来呀享用，而且呀又能用种种的美食，这个真就是真修，钻就是好的那个吃的东西啊，最有味的，最名贵的，最值钱的这种饮食而为思，来呀布施给一切众生啊，也供养三宝，是故得成此光明啊。因为这个，所以呀、啊、就得到这种的光明。在打观音器的时候啊，我已经讲过了，咱们修道的人时时刻刻都要啊自己管着自己，不要令人家其他人来管着自己，要等其他人来管着自己呀、啊、那就已经晚了。自己不要做愚痴的事情， 自己不可以做颠倒的事情，自己不应该有妒忌障碍的心。所以俺们一举一动都要自己管自己，问问自己是不是在佛教里头有什么功德，或者有什么罪过，时时都要自己想一想，不要竟像那个照相镜子似的，竟向外边去照，没能回光返照，照自己。你皈依三宝了，是不是依教奉行了？师父所教你们的，你们是不是时时刻刻都注意？如果要注意，我没有叫你们懒惰，为什么你们这样懒惰？我叫你们没有嗔心，为什么你们都要有嗔心？叫你们没有贪心，为什么都要有贪心？没有痴心，为什么都要有痴心？为什么就不能舍这个贪嗔痴和妒忌障碍？你要有妒忌心，有障碍心，你就学八万大劫的佛法也不会得到利益。所以无论哪一个，你要有妒忌障碍的心，那就不是我的弟子。我不要这样子有妒忌障碍这种的出家人、在家人，出家的弟子、在家的弟子都不要的。你谁要是不能把自己妒忌障碍这种心去了，那老师不客气，你就不是我的出家的弟子和在家的弟子。所以这一点你们应该特别注意的。我所最不高兴的就是人有妒忌障碍。我常常叫你们真认自己错，莫论他人非，他非即我非，同体名大悲。为什么不记得这个？为什么我叫你们的你一定要不听你一定要去犯戒去，一定要堕地狱去，一定要下苦海去，也是那样子我绝对不管你的无论哪一个都算什么，出家在家有一个算一个。为什么你一天天学佛法越学越坏学得那么坏那么臭，这有什么意思那么自私，那么不懂事，所以这一点我说过之后，每一个人都应该注意的，应该回光返照看看自己是有香味是有臭味那么以后在绕佛的时候或者拜佛的时候，我已经说过不要东张西望的，前看看后看看，你看什么？你丢了什么了你又在那儿想要找什么出家人如果东张西望的，这出家人没有威仪。
啊，没有威仪，你这简直啊和土匪没有分别。那个土匪就是东张西望的啊，在家人也是一样的，也不可以东张西望。你啊绕佛的时候啊，我已经告诉你们，只看前面那个人的脚跟，不要东看看西看看。你看什么啊？你想要找什么？你是想要偷什么啊？说清楚了。那拜佛你要五体投地，那么很正经的来拜佛，不要那拜叩下头往旁边这么看啊，或者抬起头往旁边那么看。你看什么啊？有什么值得你那么注意看的啊？你不专心去拜佛，你不专心啊去念佛啊，不单你不守规矩，你影响了你这个旁边那个人，那个心也不专一了。所以这一点无论哪一个都要特别注意的啊。
To tell a story about when Shu Fu was in Hong Kong, and he lived on a mountain in a cave. The only thing that he had in the cave was a little round stone that he sat on in meditation. And there was a temple a little ways down the hill, and he'd go down there and he'd beg for his food.And they'd always give him food. But then one day this other Dharma master came to another cave very near. And he would beg down at the temple too. But he didn't like it that Shifu was in the cave next to him. So he went down to the temple one day and he said that, that monk up there who's begging for food down here, he's got a whole lot of money and he's just begging for food down here so that he can have something to eat and he can spend his money on a whole bunch of fun things. And he doesn't want to waste it on food, so he comes down and he begs and pretends he's cultivating up in the cave up on the hill. And the temple believed that.So after that, they wouldn't give Shifu any food when he came down to beg. Well, Shifu said, either they give me food or I don't eat, because Hong Kong was 300 more steps down and he didn't want to go down that far. So he said, either they give me food or I won't eat. So after a long time, there was...This man down in the town who had been bitten by a dog, he was a very poor man. And his leg was real swollen and it was hard to walk on it. And no matter how hard he tried, he couldn't make it better. But one night in a dream, Wei Tou Bodhisattva came and said, if you go up on the hill and you make offerings to that monk, and he showed him a picture of him in his dream, if you make offerings to that monk, then...your leg will get better. So the next morning, the old man really believed that. So the next morning he went out and he bought 50 pounds of rice. And he put in a whole lot of money and he started walking up to 300 steps up to the temple. And it was 50 pounds of rice and a bag of gold and his leg hurt. Well, that was really hard.And he had $80 worth of gold. And then finally he got to the top. And the Dharma master in the cave next to Shifu saw him coming up. And when he came up, he said, who are you taking those offerings to? And he said, I'm taking to a monk and he doesn't look like you. But the Dharma master really wanted those offerings.So he kept saying, you give it to me, I'm the owner of this property, and he lives here, I'll just give it to him. And the man was didn't want to do that because he knew if you gave it to him, something might happen to it, and then his leg wouldn't get better. And Rachel had shown him a picture of it, and it sure didn't look like that guy. That Dharma Master. So he said to the Dharma Master, he told him his dream, and the Dharma Master says, well, it's my property, so just give it to me and I'll give it to him. Because he really was going to take it all for himself and not give any to Sherpa. And then it started getting louder and louder, their argument. And finally, they were yelling at each other, so, and Sherpa heard them in his cave. And he stuck his head out, and we walked over, and the little old man says, that's him, that's him, that's him, that's the one I got to give the offerings to. And the other Dharma Master goes, no, it isn't, no, it isn't, no, it isn't. That's just some old guy who comes up here, right? But he gave the offerings to Sherpa, and what Sherpa did was there was 50 pounds of rice, and there was $80. So he gave the other Dharma Master 25 pounds of the rice and 40 of the dollars, $40 worth of gold. So he split everything even with the other Dharma Master, but the other Dharma Master was still jealous. And every time somebody came up to give offerings to Sherpa, then he'd split it even with the other Dharma Master. If you want to know what happened to the little old man, well, he went back down to the town, and his leg got better. And he started telling everybody the story, and that's how all the people came up and started giving offerings to Sherpa. But while Sherpa was up there, a spring of very sweet water had come out of the ground when he was up there. And when he left because he was thinking, well, the other Dharma Master is getting too jealous, and if I just leave, then he won't be jealous anymore. So Sherpa left and built his own temple, and the other Dharma Master just stayed there. But after Sherpa left, the spring dried up. And where he built the temple was on a mountain that was almost solid stone, and everybody said, well, there's no water up there. But it was a beautiful spot, and Sherpa picked to build the temple there, and he built the temple there. And after all that work, the monks kept saying, well, there isn't any water up here, so what are we going to do, right? What are we going to do if we get thirsty? Are we going to walk all the way down to Hong Kong and get water? And Sherpa just went out back and stuck a bamboo pole into a crack in the rock.
No, I need bamboo.
Would you stick them?
No, anything.
You just went to a crack in the rock?
那个他那么写的不对的，没有那个竹子。
Well, whatever.
These people, they don't understand this talking. No tree, no bamboo, no any bamboo, no any stick.
Whatever he did, he said the Great Compassion Mantra over a rock or a crack in the rock, and after a long time, water came out, and they built a well around the place where the water was coming out, and the water just kept coming out and coming out and coming out, and as many people were there, there would be enough water to give them what they wanted, and the water was sweet. But when there was a drought in China there was a really bad drought and everybody needed water, and all the water in the wells in, down in Hong Kong had dried up. So they'd go up to Sherpa's Mountain to get water, and then after a while the well started getting a little bit shallow, and so they built a fence around the temple. And the people at night, they would come and they'd climb over the fence and they'd steal some water, and after a while it started turning to muddy water because it was getting so low. And so then Sherpa made it rain and everything was okay. That's all.
不单得到财宝，而且还得到很多的财宝。因为这样子，所以他得到很多的财宝，他又能发大菩提心，以这无尽的财宝财物来普遍施给这个法界一切的这个三宝。 来供养三宝，是故得成此光明了。因为这个，所以得到这种的大财三昧的光明，光明严清净，能令盲者见众色。 宜登四佛即佛塔，是故得成此光明。又放光明而清净，能令聋者悉善听。古要于佛即佛塔，是故得成此光明。 又放光明，彼清净，悉为闻香，皆得闻。一香思佛即佛塔，是故得成此光明。十方诸佛菩萨，又因为众生的记忆。 而放出一种的光明，这种光明的名字就叫眼清净的三昧光明。这种光明能使令一切盲者见众色，它能令这个。 看不见的众生，能看见呢这一切的众生。这个看不见的众生，他眼睛是瞎了。可是人呢，要你有诚心。 这个眼睛瞎了，那个眼睛可以睁开。我们每一个人有84000毛孔，在每一个毛孔上都有眼睛，可是啊，你那个眼睛没有睁开。要是啊，那种眼睛睁开了，也能啊见出种种的色相，一切都能看得见。俺们手上，每一个人手上都有100000000的眼睛，在手上每一个毛孔都有眼睛，都可以看见东西。只因为你不修行，你很懒惰，所以呀，你虽然有这个眼睛，但是不会用，也没有睁开。那么得到这种光明呢，或者你有因缘就会睁开眼睛。所以前几天这个果随他说，俄国有这样的人，或者偶尔有这样的人，他这是手上的眼睛睁开了。所以啊，它不是一种感触的感觉所知道的，还是能看得见的。这个眼色你就那么摸，摸不出来它是什么眼色，一定能看得见才可以的。那么这种看得见呢，就是有那个智慧眼，回的天眼看见，好像那个恶罗利啊，他因为懒惰常常睡觉，佛就骂他啊，说你呀，嘟嘟胡为妹，螺丝葛崩泪，一睡几千年不闻佛名字。这个恶罗律呀，他常常睡觉，佛那儿讲经啊，他就在那儿打呼睡觉啊 snoring 啊 big snoring， 好像啊，哎，我这讲经你们也有睡觉的一个样，一个样的，谁睡觉呢就是谁啊。阿弥说，嘟嘟胡为妹，嘟嘟啊就是哈，惊叹此，你这个东西你为什么常常要睡觉啊？螺丝葛崩泪啊，你真是啊，和那个嘎啦那个螺之类的啊，在那个壳里边常常睡觉，一睡就睡几千年啊，不闻佛名字。你怎么睡得这么久啊，几千年呢，听不见佛的名字。恶罗律啊，他发了心思不睡觉，7天不睡觉，把眼睛瞎了。眼睛瞎了之后啊，没有多久他得到天眼啊，得到天眼通，还可以看见一切物，可是不是用这个凡夫这个肉眼看的。这也就是他天眼第一，他是所以你们听经的人，无论哪一个人都应该呀，坐那儿打起精神来，不要东看西看，南看北看啊，又望望门口，又望望窗，又望望佛啊， 这个东张西望的，这是啊，心念不专一的表现，啊，听经要郑重其事的，老老实实的在那听经，这时候你才能得到这个法呢，才能得到这个法喜充满，啊，你天天呢不专一，或者在那打妄想，所以听了经也不懂，啊。好像耳边风似的，从这个耳朵钻进去了，从那个耳朵就又跑了。那么这种光明能令啊这个盲者见种种的闪，一灯思佛即佛塔，怎么样得到这种光明的呢？这就因为啊在因地僧里边啊用这个灯啊种种的光明来啊恭敬佛，或者啊在这个佛塔里边也点灯，因为这个所以得到这种的光明，能以啊令这个眼清净，得到眼清净三昧光明，能令啊这看不见的众生得到这种光明，就能看见了。又放光明而清净，又放一种啊光明啊是耳根清净啊，名叫耳公根清净三昧光明，能令聋者细善听，这种光明啊令这个聋的人呢 啊都能听得见，一切都能听得很清楚的。怎么样得到这种的光明呢？这就因为啊古药与佛及佛塔啊，用这个音药啊打鼓啊，或者呀打磬啊，这都叫古药与佛，令啊这个佛呀欢喜啊，或者呀用这种音药来供养佛塔，是故得称此光明。因为这个所以得到这种的啊这个耳根清净的三昧光明，又放光明鼻清净啊，你这个有的人这个鼻子啊不通气啊，香臭不分啊，闻着臭他又说香，闻着香他又说臭啊，香臭不分，那么这种啊叫鼻根不利，鼻根不利为什么呢？就因为啊你没有用这个香啊来供佛，那么这种啊光明能令这个鼻根清净，得到鼻根清净的三昧光明，吸味闻香皆得闻，那么鼻子啊香臭不能分别的这个人，那么得到这种光明啊都能分别香臭了啊，香啊他也知道了，不香他也知道了，怎么样得到这种光明的呢？这菩萨以香思佛即佛塔呀，这是啊以这个香尘呢来供养佛啊，布施给佛和布施给啊一切的佛塔，是故得称此光明，因为这个才得到这个鼻根清净的三昧光明，来呀教化一切众生。